Another story I liked, my friend Kelly lived on Rinfret Street for at least 20 years. He had just moved away 2 years before he passed away in London, and his wife. And this night he was at home, he was on day shift, it was about 10:30 in the evening, and he seen a strange, luminous green ball, which he described about as big as a football, away from him, you know, putting his thumb out and looking like a football shape, like a round ball. And he said it was perfectly round, and he said it had a grid pattern, straight vertical lines up and down, and lines going from side to side. And he looked at it and looked at it, told his wife Mary to come out and see this. She come out and she says, well, don't keep looking at that. That's probably a sign from God. And he says, oh no, don't be so silly, Mary. So he said, I'm going to go and get in the car and I'm going to go over that way. So he drove to the end of the streets, which after Rinfret Street, there was five streets past that. He still wasn't close enough. In his line of direction, it still didn't look much bigger. So he drove down, got back out, went all the way down Mailey Drive, which took him about 2 miles down before Mailey Drive. Now he was in line with it, but now it was to his left, which was an easterly direction. So he could view it from there. Now he said, Campbell, he says, you wouldn't believe it. He says, this thing was about 100 feet in diameter, you know, to his estimations. He said, glowing green with the vertical lines and the horizontal lines going across it like checkers. Like, I said, that's neat. And the part I forgot about was he said that smoke was coming out from the rear or the bottom center, following around the perimeter of the craft, the circumference, I should say, and being sucked in through the top. And he watched this for a good 10, 15 minutes. And then just before it went, he said the green grid seemed to fade right out. That's the other part. It faded out and it was just all green, and then it seemed to disappear. As it went away, the ball just got smaller and smaller and it faded away. You know, just slowly. It didn't vanish in 2 seconds. It just seemed to be traveling away from his line of eyesight, smaller, smaller, gone. So he said, told me all about it, and he said, you believe me, eh, Don? I said, sure. I said, you're not one to spin stories about things like that. So I said, but I've never seen anything like this. And a month and a half or 2 months later, in a UFO book, which was prominent on the shelf at that time, in fact, I have a few copies that I bought, I missed that issue. Kelly had the issue. And I think it was over in Indianapolis. Mysterious ball, 11 or 12 people are out this evening. Green ball with a grid on, glowing brightly, which these people had estimated was at least 200 feet in diameter. They'd seen it much closer. They were fascinated, absolutely fascinated, looking at this ball. And it disappeared the same way. Traveled away from them till the ball just got smaller, smaller, and disappeared. But the one that was seen in the States, it doesn't say in the article that there was any smoke emitting from the bottom, following up the ridge of, and then going into the top. Only Kelly seen that. So this has stayed with my mind all these years. Kelly telling me this, and then it actually being in print 2 months later, the same thing over the United States. So he's seen something that a lot of people never seen.